Listening Library presents A Hardy Boys Mystery, The Missing Chums, by Franklin W. Dixon. Read for you by Bill Irwin. Chapter 1. Exciting Assignment. Joe, how soon will you be ready to roll? Frank Hardy burst into the garage where his brother was working on a sleek black and silver motorcycle. Right now, if this machine kicks over, Joe replied, putting down a wrench. But what's the rush? We're not going to meet Chet and Biff for 2 hours. Joe looked up quizzically at his brother. Chief Colleague phoned, Frank said. You'll never believe it, but he has a case for us. You sure he didn't mean Dad? Joe asked. Fenton Hardy was a widely known private investigator. His sons had learned from him about sleuthing and acquired a great deal of skill. Positive. He said he wanted the detective's sons this time, and right away. Wow, Joe exclaimed happily. What a break! Summer vacation and a mystery to solve. He swung into the saddle and kicked down hard on the starter. A roar filled the garage and he grinned in satisfaction. Dark-haired 18-year-old Frank had jumped onto an identical motorcycle standing beside that of his blonde brother, who was a year younger. The two machines roared out into the hot morning sunlight. 10 minutes later, the boys arrived at police headquarters in downtown Bayport. They were greeted by the desk sergeant. Hello, Frank, Joe. He waved them toward the chief's office. He's waiting for you. Come in, boys, boomed Chief Colleague.